listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JimGaven. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music.
Thank God every day that you slept. be off my feet. I feel it in every single breath you steal from me. Fly away to a higher place, but no one else can love you like I do. It's a new home for two souls. I give it all away to be with you. And all we have to say is that I do. In my arms, you heal my heart. You brought it back to life where it should be.
Hey everyone, this is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music podcast, where we talk about all things awesome, especially as they pertain to music. Surprise, surprise, we are out on another morning walk slash hike. Birds are chirping, wind's moving a little bit. It's looking to be a beautiful day, cool and crisp. And I'm recording this on a Monday, the first Monday in October. So we are definitely in full swing of season of fall right now. We did some apple picking this weekend with my son. He's been playing some outdoor soccer games. It's been really cool. We went pumpkin picking last weekend. Went to a couple other farms just to kind of check out the scenery. So doing some exploring around our surrounding town and some of the other towns that aren't that far away from where we are. Eating out a little bit more now, where we've been going to restaurants and eating outside instead of just ordering food like we were for several months. So things are slowly but surely getting back to quote unquote normal. Amidst the pandemic. Just wanted to put a few timestamps on this podcast today. And one of them is that President Trump and his wife were both confirmed having the coronavirus. This happened a couple days ago and it's been in the news. So that just kind of shows the impact and the spread that this virus has. It's not limited to just the everyday common folk. It's even can get the president. No one can escape this. And it doesn't surprise me because he's around a lot of people. He's traveling around a lot. So the chances of him getting it are a lot higher than, I think, many other people. He's usually with a bunch of different people in his own cabinet and his team. And then he goes to like an event or in a rally or something like that. And there's hundreds, if not thousands, of people that gather for that. So it was only a matter of time that something would happen to him. Well, hopefully he's okay and that they're able to figure it out and nip it in the bud. He can get over it. So that's for one. And another timestamp I wanted to put on is the fact that the election is happening not that far from now, about a month from now. So things are really starting to heat up with that in the news. In addition to this, I am now doing more in-person sessions. Last week I went to the Visitation Day program, which is based in Yardville, New Jersey, as part of St. Vincent de Paul Church, and was outside with them with their day program for the first time in over 6 months. And we're going to be doing that every single week for the foreseeable future until maybe the weather turns cold, but we're going to try to be outside as long as the weather holds up and it's not raining, pouring, and freezing cold. We should be good. This upcoming Friday, I have a outdoor session at Penny Pack on the Delaware. It's a really nice park. It's on the Delaware River with a company called PATH. People Acting to Help is what PATH stands for. A day program agency that supports individuals with developmental disabilities, mainly adults. Today, I have one relatively new Zoom session that I've been doing over the past few weeks. And so today will be the fourth installment of spending time with those, part of Ashley's Quest, another very small day program based in Hamilton, New Jersey, that supports adults with developmental disabilities. Yeah, I do a 30-minute session with them over Zoom, just singing fun upbeat songs and encouraging them to sing and do like even some hand motions or sign language along with me. It's pretty fun. And also a new one today called through a company called JCHAI. I think it's Jewish Center for Horizons Achievement and Independence or something along those lines. But it's a Jewish-based day program and agency. And they gave me a big set list of songs that they want me to do. So I'm excited about that. That'll be a little bit different in a good way, because it'll be fun and challenging, and you know, I'll be more there to sort of entertain them rather than try to lead like a specific goal-oriented session. It's more of just coming on to entertain as a special guest. We're hoping to turn that into something we could do once a month, or so. Today's the first time we're doing that. So a lot of interesting growth. Oh, and one of our employees, Chris Hargrave, is going to be going back to spending time with an individual he was spending time with before the pandemic occurred. So it's been over 6 months since he's seen this individual, and he's going to be going back to spending time with him in person this week. So that's new and exciting on many different levels. We did find out that one of the agencies that we were working with before the pandemic but weren't able to do anything during the pandemic, a company by the name of Special Parents Advocacy Group, SPAG for short. They support children as well as adults with developmental disabilities. We used to go to their day program and run a music session once a week while we had an employee go to an aftercare program once a week for mainly their kids and teens. And I had a second employee at one point in time going to a third program that they have up in North Jersey, in Paterson to be exact, for a day program for their adults in the North Jersey area. they are actually going out of business, which is a shame on many different levels. Not just because we won't be doing business with them and serving and supporting their individuals, but because they are not even going to be supporting their individuals anymore, and they're all going to have to find new day programs, new aftercare programs, new ways of finding support. They are a great company, and they just not able to sustain through the pandemic and with all the changes and delay of getting things back into motion again. So it's definitely disheartening and discouraging for them, and I feel for them. And I try to keep the lines of communication open between us and their CEO. So who knows, over time, maybe something will come to fruition in a different manner with them. But wanted to wish them well in whatever they're doing next, as far as what the CEO is going to do, maybe starting a new company, or will end for their individuals, hoping that they are doing well and finding some sort of routine again to best serve and support themselves and their families, supporting them in the best way that they can. So all of these things have been happening over the last week or two, and I thought it was worth noting all of this. Another update we have is we are excited to be a part of the Burlington County Park System. This past Friday, I had a performance in Smithville Park, which is no lie about 2 miles from my house. And it was like a pop-up concert performance in the park in a gazebo. It was really cool. And they've been doing this. I was the fourth person to perform this fall, so they're doing it every so often. I played on a Friday at 2 p.m. They have random times, days and times. But they just want to have live music for people walking through the park. We're not supposed to promote the event so that we don't attract crowds. But they're very interested in having me back again before the season ends and it starts getting cold. And not only that, they do a big Christmas event where they might do some outdoor activities. They're going to keep me in mind for a Christmas set, let's say. And in addition to that, they do random events throughout the year where they're looking for live music and acoustic music like myself. And they're also in cahoots with the West Hampton Library, which is part of the Burlington County Library system. And they do concerts, like outdoor amphitheater concerts, in the summer, and usually get several hundred to 1,000 people. They're looking for acoustic openers, and they feel like my music would be a great fit for it. So a lot of cool things have been in the pipeline, let's say. Excitement in that realm. Just so you are all aware, we are finally back up to where we were fiscally before the pandemic hit. We kind of reached that plateau somewhere in July. So July and August and September, especially September. And August was pretty on par with where we were before the pandemic as well. So we're back there. It took about 4 or 5 months to get back there. So that is promising. And even though our day program sessions have gone down, it's because of all the individual lessons that we've picked up during this time. We have nearly doubled our individual lessons via Zoom or FaceTime, Skype, or any other video chat service like Google Duo or Google Meet, Google Classroom, StreamYard, Facebook Live. There are so many different things available. Microsoft Teams we've used. So that has been remarkable. Right now we're doing 17 lessons per week. We were only doing 9 before the pandemic hit. So we're making up for some of those lost group sessions that some of the day programs we were going to and libraries are just not able to sustain online. We're hopeful to get back into working with those at Comhar, which is an agency supporting adults with disabilities in Philadelphia. We've been in touch with them, but they just haven't been able to get their stuff together, let's say. We've done one-off things for the Morristown Recreation Department and their aftercare program called SMASH for adults with disabilities. We've done a several week, I think it was like an 8 to 10 week music session once a week for those with POAC autism, which supports kids with autism in pretty much the Jersey Shore area, Toms River and Brick. We're hopeful to get back in with them again because we did that over the late spring into the summer. So we've kept in touch with a lot of these places, have done some one-off things. Well, we did a one-off thing with the Friendship Circle. We've done a session with the Progressive Center for Independent Living 3 or 4 times, once a month since May. Super fun. What's another place? Just trying to give all these updates. We've been working with Serve since May, once a week in 3 of their group homes, virtually doing sessions. We've been working with Oaks Integrated Care once a week since the beginning of August, which has been really nice to get back in with them. We're getting back into working again with Life Choices starting this month, which is a very small day program in Hamilton, supporting those with developmental disabilities, main adults. So a lot of really great things. We actually performed at a nursing home a little over a week ago. Artist Senior Living is like a memory care unit nursing home in Yardley, Pennsylvania. So we were excited to do that in person as well. I wore a face shield and performed a bunch of fun songs outside for everybody. Had a nice, kind of warmer Friday afternoon, and are set to do a library program this month at the end of the month, and excited for the rest of this month because we're going to be doing a lot of Halloween based songs and possibly an event with the Progressive Center for Halloween. We are performing at Artist Senior Living again at the end of the month for Halloween. We are doing a special one-off event with Ability Tree this month, based in Robbinsville, for a fall sort of outdoor festival. Just excited about all of these things going on. It's nice to be able to use our time, talent, and resources to positively impact the community through music and serving and supporting those who would be considered less fortunate. And excited for what the rest of this month and the rest of this year will bring. So that's pretty much it for today. I wanted to give a bunch of updates. There's been a lot of cool things that have been happening, that have happened. We're also in the process of, just so you're aware, we're chipping away at a book still. This book is going to be called The Daily Chorus, 365 More Meditations on Music. I wrote a book a year or so ago that was called The Daily Verse, 365 Meditations on Music. I basically take a musical quote that was said by a famous musician or just a famous person and sort of give my 2 cents on it. So it's meant to be read like 1 page a day and to kind of meditate on and think about that, whatever quote that I quoted, to kind of give a deeper perspective on music and how it relates to everyday life. So I'm excited about that. I'm through mid-August right now, so chipping away. I've done 7.5 months, so I'm more than halfway done. I'm hopeful it'll be done by the end of 2020 and then self-publish it on Lulu, so keep an eye out for that. I'm in the process of recording a new album right now. This album is going to be called Everyday Hero, and I think I've done at least 5 songs front to back, recorded, tracked everything, mixed. Might have to do a little bit more mixing on some of those, but about five of them are done, and I think I have at least three more that I want to put out there to the world. I've written a bunch of them, but I think I don't want to put out just everything that I've written for this latest project, but the cream of the crop. And so we're getting close with that too. So there's a lot of, I'd say there's a lot of irons in the fire, and we're just really excited about everything that's been going on. So feel free to check out the newsletter if you haven't already. It's a Key of Awesome Music newsletter. To subscribe to it, you could email me personally, jim.gavin@gmail.com, and I will put your name into the list, so to speak, so that you get the next one. We send out one a month, and it comes out the first of every month, usually in the morning. So we have two more left this year, November and December. Just kind of gives these updates in written form and some fun things that we have going on for that month, maybe a recap of some of the things that happened in the previous month. Usually a video to watch, not about us, but just about music and the powerful effects it has on us and our brains. And maybe one or two resources, like a book that we've written or a song that is speaking to us, to go check out at your leisure. So thanks again for everything, for supporting us during this time. It is much appreciated. And that's it for today. This is Jim Gavin signing off from the Key of Awesome Music Podcast. Be good.
A friend is all you need. Someone to talk to when you're lost at sea. I'll cast my line to bring you back to shore. We can find what you're looking for. It's such a crazy world that we live in. So many things to do in so many directions. We need to slow it down and take deep breaths before we miss what happens next. I'll be there through the thick and thin. You know that I care enough about to let you in. So call me anytime you want. Listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. All your empty pain, push it right down the drain. Free your heart up with some of your mind. Life juice, cause that's what friends are for. Life juice. Sometimes a friend is all you need. Someone to talk to keep you company. I listen well to what you have to say. You tell me things that I'll take to my grave. And when you think you're just too weak to go on, I'll be the one to help you pull through strong. I lift you up when you were on the ground. We can stand up to what puts you down. About to let you in. So come in anytime you want. Listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. I'll time you want. Listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. Take all your empty pain, flush it right down the drain. Fill your heart up with some of mine. So call me anytime you want. Listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. Take all your empty pain, flush it right down the drain. Fill your heart up with some of mine. That's what friends are for.